Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Emerson Hospital in Concord has shut down its outpatient medication-based addiction treatment program a few years after it opened. Hospital officials say they're shifting priorities and the program didn't have enough demand. But as WBUR's Lynn Joliker reports, the doctor who ran the program claims the reasons Emerson has cited for ending it don't add up. And she says the part of the state she served needs more treatment, not less.
Feeling good? How about your mood?
Mood's fine.
Joey Kinghorn chats with Dr. Stephanie Strategus as she prepares to give him an injection of Sublocade. That's the extended-release form of the medication buprenorphine, which is considered a gold standard to treat opioid use disorder.
Any cravings or urges to use opioids or any thoughts about it?
None at all.
Good.
Kinghorn says he became addicted to OxyContin in 2005 after he broke his foot. He was able to stop taking the pills on his own. But in 2019, doctors prescribed the painkiller again after a procedure. Kinghorn fell deep into his addiction. About a year later, an online search led him to this clinic, located in an old white colonial at Emerson Hospital in Concord.
All right, let's see your belly.
He's come here for an injection in his abdomen once a month.
It's done wonders for me. It literally saved my life.
In addition to this clinic, Strategus ran a small one out of an Emerson medical building in Groton. She prescribed medication for drug, alcohol, and nicotine addictions. The Groton part of the program was initially funded by a federal grant responding to the rate of opioid overdoses in some neighboring towns.
We sat on a big coalition of people in the region to figure out what would be a meaningful intervention and how to save lives in that area, and it did measurably save lives.
The treatment program served a swath of suburban towns along the Route 2 corridor, including Acton and Littleton, and rural towns moving northwest through Middlesex County, including Pepperell and Townsend. But Emerson health officials shut down the program Friday. After WBUR's inquiries, Emerson released a statement. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Barry Kitch said medication treatment for substance use disorders is more accessible than it was when Emerson started the program in 2019 due to things including telehealth. He said as a result, Emerson is focusing on emergency and inpatient behavioral health care. Kitch also said a limited number of patients were seen in the program, not enough to maintain the service in challenging post-pandemic economic conditions. Documents provided by the state show there are no other outpatient medication treatment programs for opioid use disorder in the area the program served. Strategus says she kept a full schedule seeing hundreds of patients, and she disagrees with Emerson's decision to end the program.
It doesn't make sense for the amount of good that this service does for the hospital, for the community, for the patients.
Concern about the treatment program's future started a year ago. According to internal emails reviewed by WBUR, Emerson's finance department said the program was losing money. Strategus questioned the numbers. She claims the program's operating expenses were much lower than the hospital initially documented. Emerson Health declined to grant us interviews, and it did not respond to several of the questions we asked, including about the finances. In the chief medical officer's statement, he said Emerson Health has a long-standing commitment to support patients with behavioral health needs, including those addressing the challenge of addiction. But Strategus says Emerson's move means many people will have to go further for treatment to cities including Boston, Lowell, and Leominster.
The more barriers you put in place, the less people are going to engage in this treatment. You have to make it really, really easy to get care in order for the care to be effective.
One of the people who helped lead the community response to the opioid crisis in rural Middlesex County is Susan Buchholz. She co-chairs a grassroots organization that advocates for more access to resources for vulnerable populations in north-central Massachusetts. Buchholz says Emerson's termination of Strategus and ending of the program hurts people in the region, which she calls a treatment desert.
These are people who were just desperate for services. They are in Emerson's backyard. And the fact that her facility grew so quickly with the number of patients is just evidence of how much unmet need existed in that area.
A patient who lives near Emerson, who's also named Joe and doesn't want to use his last name for fear of future job discrimination, says he's stable on the treatment he's been getting from Strategus. But he worries about others looking for help. people still in the throes of their addictions who don't have stable jobs like him and employers who will be understanding when they have to drive 30 minutes or more to get their addiction medication.
You lose your job, you get depressed. What do? You want to go get high.
Joe says he doesn't understand what Emerson Health is doing.
Why would you take out the one opportunity in this area? I love Emerson Hospital. I don't understand why they're trying to turn away from this community. It just doesn't make sense.
Emerson says it's arranged for all of the program's patients to have seamless access to treatment elsewhere. According to Strategus, that's because she accepted a job at a program in Leominster, more than 20 miles west of Emerson and Concord, where she's been allowed to transfer her patients. She says most of her nearly 230 remaining patients are going with her.
Any redness from last time?
No.
Okay.
Including Joey Kinghorn. He'll have to travel a little further from his home in Littleton, and he's legally blind, so getting to treatment isn't easy to begin with.
My parents are going to have to sacrifice their time to get me there.
Strategus and community advocates say they worry about how the change will affect patients who face even bigger transportation barriers. Some don't have cars or have lost their licenses due to their addictions, and disruptions reduce the chance of recovery. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lynn Joliker.